if Mary Kay Cabot were the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, would she make a quarterback change?
I would right now. I would, because I just think that this team needs some kind of a spark. And the easiest and best way to figure out if a quarterback change would help and make a big difference is to actually go ahead and do it and see what it looks like when you put it out on the grass.
Mary Kay was just with us. That was her response to Dan's question. I agree with her completely. If the offense, and I'm not even going to say Joe Flacco, if the offense were doing anything that inspired any confidence, I wouldn't make a change. This team has scored 16, 17, 13, and 10 points in four games. Dan, that's all you need to know. You don't have wide receivers you can change, and one of them's hurt. You're not going to change your running backs because you finally got Quinshon in. And your offensive line is beat up. You don't have extra guys there. The obvious place to make a change is at quarterback. Now, does that mean Dylan Gabriel is going to be better than Flacco? I don't know. I hope so. But he does bring a different skill set. And I'm curious to see what it means. I would expect to see a lot more rollouts. I would expect to see Dylan Gabriel using his feet to make some plays.
So, I agree with you.
If he gets the start, and I expect him to.
And I know we are talking about a 2-year difference. Okay. 2 years, we know when it comes to professional sports can be a long period of time.
Yes, indeed.
I'm still baffled where the hell all the bootlegs and the rollouts and all of that stuff went in this offense with Joe Flacco. I'm completely befuddled by all of this. I'm befuddled at the lack of under center. I'm befuddled at all of the stuff that worked the first time, because you would think that after game one or game two, and the fact that you brought Isaiah Bond in, who's fast as all get out.
Although we haven't really seen that on the field yet.
Right. You would think you would do this because the way that you beat the defenses that the Browns have been going up against is an ability to run the football, run play action off of that run, and that's where you find success. And it baffles me that this has all completely gone to the wayside. And I don't know if the solution to that is merely Dylan Gabriel, but I'll tell you, buddy, if he rolls out and they haven't done it with Joe Flacco, I'm going to throw a shoe.
All right,
I don't know what else to do.
Before you throw a shoe and break something, can I throw something at you?
Please, please. If it's your shoe, I'm going to be really mad because you stole my idea.
The difference between 24 and say 26 is very, very little. The difference between 38 and 40 can be a big deal. Time catches up to you more quickly as you age, my friend. Joe Flacco may not be, and again, you're right, we haven't seen it very much. Joe Flacco may not be able to move like that anymore.
You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell the people listening either. We have all been in a position where you try to D up someone younger than you on a basketball floor, and they make a move, and your brain goes, take step right. And your body goes, take step right. And all of a sudden, the guy you're going up against is two steps past you. And you're like, what the hell just happened? We've all been there.
I mean, the outfield shagging fly balls at little kids baseball 10 years ago. Might have been 10. Yeah, about 10. Maybe even a little longer ago than that. And, you know, I've been shagging fly balls my whole life, right? All right. I got this. Move your feet. I got this. I'm right under this thing. Boom, 10 feet in front of me.
Yeah.
And I looked at my buddy next to me and he goes, I just did the same thing.
Yeah. I learned 3-on-3. I needed to fill in on a 3-on-3 tournament with the varsity basketball team, and I learned really quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, your brain can do it.
You don't have it anymore.
Your brain is right there. Yep. It's ready. Yep. Your body is just like,
ah. That's exactly right.
I
wonder if that is where Joe is.
But boy, bootleg rollout, you're not doing that at a sprint or anything like that.
No, but the feet don't necessarily move like they used to.
That's true. That's true, Jeff.
Rodney's in Cleveland. Hey, Rodney.
How are you, Rodney?
Hey, man. What's going on, gentlemen?
Good to have you with us.
Hey, man. It's always a pleasure. I was going to call about the tribe, but now, you know, my girl Mary Kay came on and she was speaking about starting Dylan Gabriel, which I agree. Got to make a change. But the only thing I disagree with is going back to Flacco as a backup. If you pull him and bench him,
yeah,
going into next month, there's a 21-day window with Deshaun Watson. They got to make a decision. Is he going to be on the active roster, practice squad? They got, or cut him, trade him, whatever they need to do. So if they pull Flacco and bench him, why would they keep him? Because if it all goes bad with Gabriel, wouldn't you want to see Shador? Why would you keep a 41-year-old dude in the way?
The reason why is this. Savvy.
Yeah.
Any team that has one rookie quarterback wants a veteran. If you have two rookie quarterbacks, Rodney, man, you're rolling the dice. And look at we're going to get into this more in the 1 o'clock hour when the ball game starts. Look at the AFC North right now. This division is waiting to be won. Now, I don't say that the Browns are going to jump up and do that, but the only team not having huge issues right now is Pittsburgh. And do you think the Steelers are that good? I don't know that they are. I think they want that veteran presence, and that's why I say it.
I agree, Jeff, but then that veteran presence is going to cut. What would they do with Deshaun Watson if they're forced to bring him back? Because they got to do something.
So the way this would go, Rodney, is he would need a doctor to come in with a clean bill of health. That's where it starts. If they show up with a clean bill of health, he can be activated off of the injured reserve and open up that 21-day practice window.
Yeah.
Now, from there, they can either activate him to the roster, or I believe if he agrees to it, I think it's if
season
he agrees
ending
to
IR,
it.
IR, isn't it?
Well, one, season-ending IR, but if he's got that clean bill of health, that gets rid of season-ending IR.
That's true.
But they might be able to just put him on the practice squad. And that's what I'm trying to get a for sure answer on, is if they could put him on the practice squad.
Exactly. And that was my point. So if they put him on the practice squad, why would you keep, because if it goes bad with Gabriel, just say if it goes bad, why wouldn't you want to see Shador? Why would you put Flacco back on the field?
Rodney, I have a hard time arguing with you on that.
Because I think you might, Rodney, I think you might feel better if your quarterback is hurt. Let's say the worst happens. I feel bad always saying this because I don't want anyone to get hurt because it sucks. Let's say he yanks that hammy again, right? Do you have more confidence going, all right, Shador, go get him, kid? Or do you have more confidence handing it to Joe Flacco and going, you've been in this situation before where you've been a backup quarterback in the league and have had to come in and mop up duty.
Yeah.
You're a veteran in the league. You've seen everything. And yes, maybe the brain is moving faster than the body right now, but I'd feel more comfortable winning a game, handing a ball to Joe Flacco than Shador Sanders at this point coming in midway through.
Chuck's in Cleveland. Hello, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Well, man.
Okay, so what I want to say is this. This is kind of similar to last year. The Browns seem to have a beautiful way of tanking, and they're explaining that they're trying to win. I don't want to be too fast or say that, but that's just what it looks like to me. What I want to say is this. Barry, answers the fancy, look, just need to go. What happens in the NFL a lot is new guys inherit the best picks of the prior GMs, and I think that's what's going to happen in this case. Just the fact that Barry picked Schwartz over Amon-Ra St. Brown, that's grounds to be fired right there, if you ask me.
Okay. Chuck, I don't know you. We've never met. I don't know your football acumen or anything along those lines.
Chuck, I'm with you completely.
Were you watching USC football and thinking to yourself, okay, that dude is a star?
Yeah, but that's not Chuck's job.
Well
it's Andrew Berry's job.
But I'm aware on such things. It's just when you start playing the draft game like that, it's very, very easy to fire every single general manager in this league. That's the reason that I pointed out that way. Is you start all of a sudden going, how did you let Brock Purdy drop to the seventh round? Well, then every GM should get fired who needs a quarterback right now because you let Brock Purdy drop to the seventh round.
One of your mottos is see ball, catch ball, right? So sometimes it's not about speed. It's about getting guys that got hands.
Correct.
And route running. You don't have to. We seem to have a problem with playing so our guys strength. And it's just one more thing I did want to say. I'm down with the guy that just said we should have Shador as a backup instead of Flacco because we're the only team that drafted two quarterbacks in, what is it, like 15 in NFL history. You got to see what the kids got. As the year goes on, our offensive line is getting worn down more. So the more we keep saying, hey, let's wait to throw these guys in, we got an offensive line that's getting worn down, and we got a defense that's going to turn on the team. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Chuck.
Chuck, thank you very much.
It's the reason I hate that logic so much, Jeff.
We seem to have a problem with playing to our guys' strength. And it's just one more thing I did want to say.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm down with the guy that just said we should have Shedeur as a backup instead of Flacco, because we the only team that drafted two quarterbacks in what is like 15 and if
Chuck, thank you. Let me give you a little stat. I did a little digging yesterday. This will make you cringe. If you look at the offense, it's lacking for talent, I think. And not counting this draft, because this draft looks better. I think it does. With Judkins and Fannin, and we'll see about Gabriel and Sanders, and we'll see about Dylan Sampson, because he's not getting a lot of run right now.
Right, but if you hit those guys that you laid out, even if, say, Gabriel ends up as a backup and Shedeur doesn't, that's a successful draft.
Stop.
Okay, sorry. Yep,
That would be one.
I'm sorry, Mr. Phelps. I'll sit here quietly.
In the previous five drafts since Andrew Berry's been here, the Browns drafted 18 offensive players in Andrew Berry's first five drafts. None of them currently start for the Browns. Two of them would, but they're injured. DeJuan Jones and Cedric Tillman. So even if I give you that, of the 18 offensive players Andrew Berry drafted before this year, only two would start for the Browns. But because they're injured right now, currently no starters drafted on offense in the previous five drafts.
Yeah, okay, that's not ideal.
In fact, only seven of them are still with the Browns. Seven of the 18 offensive players drafted in his first five drafts are still with the Browns.
Okay, so you're not including this current one. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Cool.
Because the jury's still out on this one.
No, of course. I was just going to push back with Quinshon Judkins. That was the only thing I was going to say.
I think Quinshon looks great.
Yeah.
You ready to really cringe?
Right. Of course. I live life in cringe.
Of the 18 offensive players drafted in Andrew Berry's first five drafts, 18 offensive players. As far as I could tell, 9 of the 18 are currently not employed in the NFL. Tell me about a lack of talent on this team.